How has the situation changed since the Israeli Prime Minister first announced plans to annex the West Bank?
Well, it has changed considerably. As you said, the 1st of July came and went, and unprecedented pressure, coupled, I guess, with a wide range of factors, have led to the delay, and potentially a significant delay, we don't know, in the annexation process. So we can be optimistic, even though very cautiously, because the keys remain with the Trump administration, and Trump is looking through the entire world now, and everything that is happening through the prism of his re-election, it can be quite unpredictable. Israel will not do anything too meaningful without Trump's blessing, and so we are left a bit hanging up in the air, but certainly a very strong international concerted effort. And just in the last 3 days, Australia finally broke its silence, and both the government and the opposition have expressed concern.
It is almost surprising because, you know, you point out Donald Trump right there, and he was obviously very supportive of Netanyahu in the early stages of this one, you know, by and large, giving Netanyahu a great deal of free rein. So how has U.S. intervention actually impacted the annexation plans?
Well, Trump was kind of counting on shoring up broad support within the evangelist right for his re-election, and was hoping that this plan, this annexation plan, which is part of his deal of the century, so-called, will kind of raise support within the among the evangelists, and that proved to be wrong, because the same corona pandemic that was meant to distract the world away and allow the Israelis more freedom in going ahead with the annexation has backfired, and everyone in the U.S., including the evangelists and others, are much more concerned about domestic issues than what is happening in Israel at the moment.
United Nations Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet recently stated that any annexation is legal and that it would have a disastrous impact on human rights. How will international law influence the outcomes of the current situation, if at all?
Well, human rights violations in the West Bank have been going on for decades. So it's not a question of whether there'll be human rights violations or not, but certainly an official annexation of parts of the West Bank would turn what is a de facto state of apartheid in that part of the country into an official one. Everyone but Israel are, and in terms of legal definitions, have long agreed on the fact that these are occupied lands, including, may I say, the Israeli High Court, which called it an occupied territory. And based on that, you can't annex occupied territories because that's illegal. So, there's a range of other things that will make lives for the Palestinians living in that part of the country worse, as you've mentioned initially. So there is still a lot of negative sides to the annexation for the Palestinians.
And just as mentioned, I mean, how have we seen Palestinians reacting to the shifting plans and the kind of latest on this one?
Well, the Palestinians are very tired after decades of this, you know, same daily human rights violations, and they are quite to the point where the backlash, if you like, or the violence that was expected in as a response has yet to manifest. The Hamas in Gaza has signaled an intent to go to war over this. But in the West Bank, where the Palestinian Authority is in control, there is still only relatively small manifestation of political activities. And I think everyone is waiting to see what will happen. If the annexation does take place, then surely there will be a strong backlash. But everyone is kind of on a wait-and-see situation at the moment.
Mm. Well, Ail, I do appreciate you joining us, unpacking this one for us a little bit. We've been trying to keep our eyes on this one a little bit, so I do appreciate your time.
Yes, please do keep an eye, because we need the world to be on the alert and try to avert a potential disaster.